don't feel the same. I never knew a shift was happening. The scenery just seemed to be stuck on, stuck on, stuck on repeat.
And we're back, Ray and Sandra, the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage 80.
Radio.
Radio.
Wake up.
Dude, I'm still dragging, dude. I'm telling you. I need more coffee. Hang on a minute. Anyway, man, Ray and Sandra, Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. And, dude, that was Marzi Montazeri with Monsters Within featuring Tim Ripper Owens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and our friends and James and Andrew and Garrick and those guys. And they weren't dubbed as Hellstar that night. They were dubbed as James Rivera's Metal Extravaganza or something. And yeah, they did that whole little mini tour with Ripper when he was in town in Texas a couple of weeks ago. So, but dude, let's just keep the party rolling. Hour number two, man. Hour number two. And so, dude, D. Snyder, and of course. You know, and Mr. Opinionated himself. Yeah. He's also chiming in on the whole tracks thing, and you know, it's and like I said, dude, it's been a huge topic here lately.
Yeah.
You know, I guess because the industry is changing so much.
And
things like this were frowned upon when I was coming up in the industry in the '80s.
Yeah, look at Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and now it's just accepted that if you don't do it, you know, like you're the odd guy out. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I like, you know, and I get it, dude. When you're doing 200 shows a year, you know, and things like that, I mean, every show is not going to be perfect, right? You know,
well, that's what makes it live. Like
to me, that's what makes it live.
Yeah,
I always make a joke when we play in the tribute band. Mm-hmm. If somebody makes a mistake, I always say that's how you know we're playing live.
Yeah,
you know, we're not playing the tracks. And you know,
maybe most of the time, you know, people won't even notice there was a mistake.
Yeah, we're the only ones that notice, the musicians, right?
Yeah,
you know, or you know, because you kind of see us, kind of look at each other, they kind of smile or whatever, you know,
yeah.
or like what the fuck was that? You know,
y'all gave it away.
Yeah, exactly. We're the ones.
We had no idea what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Or me.
But anyway, man, you know, it's all good. Whatever. That's going to be an endless debate for a while, I think.
Exactly.
You know, but but man, Ray and Sandra, the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio, and dude, let's keep the party rolling, man. And we're gonna see. Well, we're trying to see this next group in Vegas the night before we see the Scorpions.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah. This is Tesla with Song and Emotion.
Yeah. scream, make me plead. Don't give me a sympathy, tired of the bigotry.
And we're back, Rants and the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. And that was local Houston artist Rozzy with One For All, their latest single. And, you know, and we need to get out and see them, dude. You know, they're a good group of kids.
Yeah, we got to see them with the Burning Witches.
Yep, they're a good group of kids. And I know they're always doing stuff. So, and, but anyway, Ray and Sandra, the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. And dude, so your favorite guy.
Britt Michaels.
You know, I actually like this guy.
Britt Michaels?
Yeah, I just don't like his band.
Why?
I'm just saying. Okay.
But so you do like Brett Michaels.
He's actually a great guy. He's a smart business guy. Mm-hmm. You know, he's an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You know, he owns every bit of his entertainment business. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, when you look at it from that standpoint,
yeah.
You know, he's a musician, you know, but he's not a dumbass, you know.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing from an entrepreneurial standpoint.
Yeah.
Right? So, but that's, you know, I just didn't particularly favor the band that he was in that made him
Why,
all his money.
Because of the bubblegum songs?
Yeah. I'm just going to leave it at that. But apparently you're going to drag me to go see him.
I'm not going to drag you. You're going to voluntarily go.
Dude, if they serve beer, you know me. I'm down.
Yeah.
Right? But he announces the Party Gras 2.0 tour with Chris Jansen, Don Felder. We've seen Don Felder.
Yeah.
You know, at a private party, actually.
From the Eagles.
Yep. Dee Snider, who we just mentioned and talked about earlier, and your boy Lou Gramm.
Yep. From Foreigner.
From Foreigner, yeah.
I would love to see that. But
That's actually a bucket list for Sandra, is to see Lou Gramm.
Lou Gramm. Yeah. But there's no Texas dates yet. But yeah, okay. I'm sure they're going to be added, you know. But
yep.
Hey, I mean, we can just fly somewhere and see them like we're doing with Scorpions.
Yeah, exactly.
Lou Gramm is on my bucket list.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But yep. You know what? He also announced that Poison is going to be touring their greatest hits.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be damned.
So he's
gonna be on the road all year then, basically. Right?
I don't know when that tour is gonna start, but he said they're gonna tour their greatest hits.
Oh no shit. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. I guess, yeah. If that's your thing.
I guess you'll get to see him twice. You
know? Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yep. In other news, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced their class of 2024.
Oh, did they really?
Yep.
All right. Who's in that?
Foreigner.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yep.
Jane's Addiction. Oasis. Peter Frampton. Lenny cool. Kravitz. And more.
Oh, awesome. Yep. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Some good stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know, Foreigner, Jane's Addiction.
Cool and the Gang.
Oh, no, really?
They opened up for Van Halen in 2012.
Did. Yeah, they did.
My kids got to see Van Halen.
That was awesome. Yeah. I got to see him too. That was awesome.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, hey, it's, let's keep the party rolling. Ray Ascended to Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. Let's rock.
That's right.
track, we just got sold down the river by Houston local artist Blackbird Rain. And
they're working on stuff.
Yeah, they're working on new stuff too. I got to reach out. I got to remind Michael to send me their new stuff because I'm sure it's out by this point. Because he had mentioned it at the Music Awards. Yeah. And that was, what, 2 months ago?
Sure, 3 months ago. Yeah.
It was in December, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we're going to be in March, dude. Can you, so it was actually 3 months ago.
So it was in like, November, oh my God, you know? Yeah.
The hell. I tell you, dude, time just goes by, you know.
Time is ticking away.
My mom always says that the time never slows down.
You know? Especially when you're older, it goes by quicker. Yeah, it goes by quick, dude.
Yeah, it goes by quick, man. I'll tell you what, you know, it goes by really quick. I was talking about time. You know, I got to spend time with our oldest son, Steven, because I was helping him. He bought a new couch, and I was helping him move that around. And I was just looking at him and like, man, this kid's going to be 30 years old.
Damn.
You know? And I was talking to him about stuff that happened when he was like 2 years old. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he like, Dad, I don't even remember that.
You
I
said, remember oh, like it was yesterday.
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
And it happened so quick.
Yeah. And it happened so quick. I mean, next thing you know, he's married and has a family and, you know.
Yeah. Because the baby's going to be 19 next week.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, I forgot about that.
It's like, gee.
Yep. Yep. So, but anyway, man, Ray and Sandra, Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. Just keeping the party rolling, man. Just keeping the party rolling. So, hey, so Dream Theater, you know, Mike Mangini left Dream Theater, and they got back with Mike Portnor, the original drummer. And they're actually working on a new record with him. I mean, it's the first one in like 15 years, I think.
Oh, wow.
You know, so they're going to be putting out a new record. But, you know, so look for that, man. You know, first studio album from Dream Theater with Mike Portnoy. And they've got some stuff. I guess the Winery Dogs are kind of done for a little while. But, dude, let's keep the party rolling, dude. Let's keep the party rolling. This is a band called Snowblood. This is Snowblood by Era.
Collapsing.
And we're back, Ray and Sandra, to Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio.
Wow. Rocking with you guys.
Yep, that was a Houston local artist, Dying Alone with Ordinary. And, you know, so, but dude, so I can't believe we're, this is the end of the second hour already. And, but dude, so just a couple of quick things, talking about tours and things of that nature. Pearl Jam.
Yeah, you know, they, I want to see them.
They announced their 2024. You ever seen them before?
No, I've never seen them.
Yeah, before. I've seen them. I've seen them a couple of times.
I want
to
see them.
I didn't get to see them in the early 90s, yeah, right?
That when they been were the
blowing
best.
Up, right?
Yeah.
You know, on that first tour, but I got to see them later, you know, and things like that. And, but they're, it was awesome. It was awesome. So, and then Santana and Counting Crows, they're doing a tour this year.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've ever seen Santana. I don't remember. But you're listening to Ray and Sandra on the Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. And, dude, let's play a quick tune, and then we'll come back and for one last segment, and then we'll wrap this bad boy up.
Never thought our love would last for so long. Time and time and again, I thought that you would be gone. Time.
There you go, one of your favorite bands, Don Dokken. Dokken. a deeper cut from that record, so you don't get to hear that one very much. But anyway, man, and then Sebastian Bach, dude, we've been playing his new record.
Uh-huh.
Or his new single.
Yes.
You know, and but he has talked about having a 24 tracks of reel-to-reel tapes of Skid Row songs that were recorded and never put out.
Can you imagine that?
And he has the only archives of them and the only copy of them. So, and it says the collection includes extensive recordings from Skid Row's 1992 Slave to the Grind tours. And I actually saw that tour. That's the one where Pantera opened up for them.
Yeah.
You know, I had just turned 21. So, and, but, so that'd be interesting if he can get that released, right?
Okay. You would have all the raw energy, his voice.
Back then, yeah.
Back then.
From back then, yeah.
It'd be like a time capsule.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that show. It was at, I think it was at the Astro Arena here in Houston. And that, dude, that show was just off the chain, dude. Oh. Because when Pantera came out, the entire place just started to freaking shake, dude. Because they were, everybody, them, the huge mosh pit and all that kind of stuff. And I was up in the stand. I'm not that guy. I'm not that mosh pit guy. I'm a musician.
Yeah.
I want to watch and listen and, you know, and just
you don't want to get elbowed in the face.
Yeah, take it all in. Yeah, getting beat up in a crowd isn't my thing, right? Hey. While I'm at a show, I'm trying to look at gear and just, you know, we just do things a little differently. So, but anyway, man, but, you know, hey, kudos to those kids that want to do that.
Yeah.
But but that was a great tour, man. That was a really great tour. That was a great show. But anyway, man, Ray and Santa at Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. Dude, let's play one more song, and we'll come back and wrap this bad boy up. Because I gotta get my ass to Dallas.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Be right back. We'll be right back. There you go, man. Ray and Sandra, Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. And that was the new Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee. Yeah. Ozzy. That's old school. Rock and roll Rebel. You don't hear that one off of Bark at the Moon hardly anymore.
Yeah.
Right? But, dude, Ray and Sandra, Saturday Morning Zoo on Rock Rage Radio. And, you know, we're wrapping it up, man. I mean, it just flew by.
Thanks for rocking with us.
Yeah, thanks for hanging, right? Thanks for the hang. It's always a great hang. And but dude, you know, I gotta, you know, pack up my stuff and pack up my bags and hit the road, man, and go play a gig in Dallas, Texas. I got about a 4-hour drive ahead of me. And then you're working the Houston Rodeo all day. Yep. But dude, thanks for the hang. It's all good. Go enjoy your Saturday, man. Whatever it is that you're doing, stay safe. So you can come hang out with us again next week, okay?
Yep. Enjoy your day.
Take care, man.
Ciao.
Enjoy your Saturday. Later.